Baba Manalov. Eight lines down. Void Masab Ravashi, thank you, Tzvi. Ainly Ella Yemei Tuma, Shein Adam Lloyd, Min Aminion. Yemei Chaluta Minayan. So, how do we know that Yemei Chaluta are not other Min Aminion? So, this is directly addressing the statement of Rav Kista. We have this is a Safra, a Sifri, Safrei, however you want to pronounce it. So how do I know that Yemei Chaluta are not Olam and Minyan? So let's start with a limud of a bedinhu. So this is a mamad sinu. Yemei Tumah Megaleach maybe Korban. Yemei Chaluta Megaleach maybe Korban. So both of them require a process besides the Tara process itself. He has to cut his hair and he has to bring a Korban. Indicative of the fact of that it's more than just Tumah, but there's the fact that it has been Megaleach indicates that whatever was, we have to remove everything which is beforehand, like it's sort of like start over. So Ma, therefore, just like Ma Yemei Tumah Ein Olam Lo Min Aminyan, Af Yemei Chaluta Ein Olam Lo Min Aminyan. So the Muhammad Sina should tell me that Yemei Chaluta are not Olam Min Aminyan. Okay. So the Mora, the Sifri, no, Lo. That's not necessarily true. Even Marta Yemei Tumah Shekem Mevatel Behenes Hakodmin. Tamer Yemei Chaluta Shein Mevatel Behenes Hakodmin. So we have a Pirkei and a Limud. They're not exactly the same because we're not saying that Yemei Chaluta is Mevatel Hakodmin. And that we learned. Taglachas alone is not mevatel kaidmin. That was a drasha we had before. So the fact that he's cutting his hair, it doesn't create the din of mevatel kaidmin. The fact that he became tameh shouldn't create that either. So, but by Mei Tumah, the pasuk says that explicitly. So that's why it doesn't count. But Mei Chaluta, which we're not willing to say it goes that far, that it's Mevatel Kaidman, we cannot learn from Imam Sinu that it's not Oila.
I understand why the Imam Sinu couldn't tell you that.
Because we had before that the Taglachas is not Mevatel Kaidman. It's not everything which is necessarily a stira to Naziris drinking wine and cutting hair is not Mevatel Kaidmin. Only Tumas Mace is Mevatel Kaidmin. And that was a drasha of Kitomenius Ro that he made his head Tomei, which the Torah describes through a process of Tumas Mace. So I don't have a right to say more than that, than what it says over there. Uh-huh. The Torah seems to stress Dafka that is Mevatel Kaidmin.
So I guess this is a more general question about Mamatsino, how that works, right? Because sort of logically you say, okay, I've got these two things that they're similar. See, but now you say, well, but in A, we have, you know, specifically this din, and now you're telling me, well, it's so specific to A, I can't learn to B. But, well, like, why not? Isn't that the whole point of a Mamatsina?
Right, but over here, the Torah addressed other options of a Bittul Kaidmin, and the Torah stressed Ki Tomei Nizro, when it says specifically the process of Tumah, it's Meis, is what removes that. But Taglachas or Yain does not remove that either. So now, which even though, I mean, theoretically, were it not for that drasha, I would have said that cutting the hair in the middle was Shemivatul Kaidmin. And Nazir, the primary element of Nazir is he has to have his hair. So he cuts his hair in the middle, he loses it. But the Torah came along and stresses, no, ki tamein nizro, he only about, only, hayama rishon yiplu, ki tamein nizro, which the Torah described meant through the process of Tumas Meis. So I can't learn out, it's a gamiut.
But I can then say, yeah, but what it was telling you was it's the Tumah. And Mamatsino tell me, well, a Tumah with this korban, that's where.
I understand, but since the Torah here is writing it specifically for the purpose of a miut, and what it wrote in the Torah was specifically the miut was Tumas Mason, not something else. So that already, Mamatzinu is going to have difficulty trying to override that, because the Torah explicitly said that these other things don't do it, and that's the purpose of the pasuk. So Morris says, okay, so and the Mamatzinu have a pirka. So Morris said, let's try Kal v'chomer. Malta Kal v'chomer who? Uman nozer bekever. Shesara royal taglachas naziris in erlum and minyan. That if he made the kabbalist naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. Because over there. He doesn't have to cut his hair. We learned that before, that he doesn't have to cut his hair in that situation. He was not there. He has to come out and has to retire himself, but he doesn't have to do taglachas. This means the hair which he's growing now is used for taglachas naziris. Right. Shesar royal taglach naziris, but ain erlam and a minyan. But those days, which he's until he's matar himself, those days don't count. So we're allowing that hair to end up being the hair of the nazir. So yimechaluto shein sar royal taglach naziris. He has to cut his hair. He cannot use that hair for his hair of naziris. So lokoshkein. That it should not, the Yimei Chalutah should not be Erlam and Aminyan. Okay. Ve'en li'ela Yimei Chalutah, Yimei Sofer Minayin. So that's Yimei Chalutah. How do I know Dimarba Yimei Sofer as well? That the 7 days of while he became Torah ready, they already did the Torah process, he loses the full fledged, he's not Matam, but. Anozer is matama bebia. He comes into a room. He's matama everything. Anozer, I'm sorry. Matzar is matama bebia. Once he has the first set of tahara, he doesn't have it anymore. So he's already in a state of tahara. So not full tahara, but you know, he's ready. He's definitely lost the intensity of a matzara. How do I know that Yemei Sofra is also not Arlam and Eminyan? The Mor says, okay, well, let's try that. But then who? Mayim echaluto yitom taglachas. If you may suffer, so we learn out from Yemei Chaluto to Yemei Sofer. They both require a taglachas at the end. Mayim echaluto in erlam and aminyan, which you learn from a Kal v'chomer. If you may suffer, okay. Zok de Braisa Viter. Yochel af Yemei Heskero came. Maybe the days of Hesker also should not count. But didn't I say, because Cholut is Metame Mishka B'Moshev. Yemei Heskero Metame Mishka B'Moshev. Im Lamatel Yemei Chalut Eshin Ola Lamin Aminyan. Af Yemei Heskero in Ola Lamin Aminyan. So we should say Yemei Heskero which are not Ola Lamin Aminyan, but that's not true. So why are we should learn that out as well. So once he's chalut, taru process requires taglachas and karbonos. Till he's a person goes through hesker. And they're not machlet him. His process does not require taglachas, nor does it require a korban.
Does it require anything?
He has to go to mikveh, so it's not very intense tar process. And he has to and keep his pagodim. Mikveh and keep his pagodim. Mikan omru, you may suffer, you may gomroi, in erlum and a minyan. So Megumra is the days that he's a full-fledged Mitzara, the words also known as Yimei Chalutoi. Yimei Sofra, the days that he counts at the ends, do not count for the Nozer, for the Minyan. But Yimei Hazova, Hezker Shem Mitzara, Rei Elo, Erlen Lamed Erlenoi. But so Yimei Hezker of the Mitzara, it counts. And once that should, Yimei Hezker of the Mitzara counts. Zav and Azav are similar, the Matama Mishka B'Moshe, but there's no requirement of Taglachas at the end. So those are our little miniminion. Ketanya Miya, so Ravashi asked, so that's the quote of the Braisa. Meanwhile, it said explicitly in the Braisa, Lo Yimei Marta B'Mei Tuma, which came about the Menes Akkadim, Tere Mei Chalutoi. Well, the first step is the Braisa said clearly it's not Erlamin and Minyan. Okay, but what we need to point out is that Rav Chisda agreed in a case of a Nazir Smuetis is not Erlamin and Minyan because since it's a Taglachas at the end. And he needs 30 days for Gidol Sar. So practically, the days of being a Mitzara don't count. We need to prove that this Braisa is talking about a case of Nazir Smeruba, and still it says Ein Erlamin and Minyan. So how do I know that they're talking about a case in the Ziris Merubah? Well, the Braisa said that Yimei Tuma, that by Yimei Chalutai, they're not Mevatel Kaidman. Bema, Ilem ibn Nazir Smuetis, he'll be in Gidol Sar. So he kept, if he was in Nazir for the whole total Naziris, it was 30 days. He started 7 days, and then he became a Mitzara. So the Torah process, the Mitzvah requires he gets his hair cut. Okay, the hair is cut at the end. He says, okay, great, I had 7 days before, and he had 23 more days. Well, it doesn't help him because he needs to grow his hair for 30 days. So practically, it's about the Lekoidman. So what's the case? Elalab and Naziris Merubah. We're talking about a case of Naziris, so it's much more than 30 days. And therefore, even though he needs a Gidol Sar 30 days afterwards, which is required anyway, but all the days before he became a Mitzvah will count. And so we see that the days of being a Mitzvah do not count towards the Naziris, not like Rav Chisda, Shvamino, that's a Raya Keneged Rav Chisda. Okay. Zok the Rosh. I have it on the page, on the Rosh. Void Masa Ravashi. The second question that Ravashi asked, the first question was Rama Brachoma, the second one is a price that Ravashi found. Ainli Elo Yimei Tuma of Yipirish Tumas Ameis. I'm starting with, I know that Yimei Tuma of Ameis do not count towards the Naziris. Shein Olam and Aminyan, the Ksiv HaYomim HaRishonim Yiplu, so he loses all of the earlier days. If Yimei Tuma are mevatel any earlier days, Kal v'chomer, though the days of Tuma itself don't count. Okay, how do I know about Yimei Chalutai that they're not Erlamin and Minyan? So we have a limud, just like by Yimei Tumasa Megalech maybe Korban Oshem Nozer. If he became Tomei Tumas Meis, at the end he has to cut his hair and he has to bring a korban. Yimei Chalutai Megaleach L'Tzaratai, or maybe Korban Mitzara. So they're similar. So we shall learn out from one to the other that it's not Oyla. Moore says, no, it's not. You can't do that because B'mei Tuma, it's without the little korban.
It's interesting to say, like, and they're both actually the same korban, right? I mean, those both Oshem.
I think the Rosh's main point was that don't think that the korban is a korban of a nozer tomei. I think that's the main point that he's trying to get at. But okay, yeah. Tomer b'mei chalutai she'enu mevatel mekaidman. Shina leil perik gimel minim. Tomei nizroi. Namayit taglachas v'yayin shenin soisrim. That only through Tumas Mace is there a lacha that he loses the earlier days. But if he cuts his hair, Nazar cuts his hair or drinks wine, he'll get malchus for doing the Aveira, but it's not mavatal the days that he kept until that point. Okay, so more so let's make a kalva chomer. Amar Taman Nazar b'kever shesar roi the taglachas naziris. Sheim kibal love naziris b'beis hakvaris. If when he made the original kibbalah naziris, he was in a beis hakvaris. So that's it. In that situation. Now the girsa was they changed the girsa over here. The Ginyan changed the girsa to saroi roi the taglachas tahara. Sheinu megaleach. Maybe carbon tumah bishul tumah soy. He doesn't have to cut his hair. He doesn't have to bring a carbon tumah. He has to do the tahara process and then start counting his naziris. But he doesn't have to cut his hair, and that means the hair that he was wearing while he was a tamei meis can be used with taklachas tahara. El yotze umazim b'shena. He goes out, does the process of being sprinkled with the ashes of the paraduma on day 3 and day 7. That's called being maza, sprinkled, ubashana, and repeated it again. V'tayvel, umbayna, naziris, tahara. So that's all he's got to do. So yimechalutah, she'ein sarah roi l'taglachas naziris. The yimechalutah, which he has to cut his hair at the end, and that hair cannot be used for naziris. A tahara, she'tzorek l'galka, the tzaratai, so it's a kavukarim, it should not count.
Okay,
so more the Bryce says, that's how I know that Yimechalutai do not count towards the Naziris. How do I know Yimechalutai? Design Yomim Shebein Taglachas Aleph Lebeis, the 7 days between the first and second haircut. Menayin Shein Adeloi. How do we know those don't count? So the more you make a mamatzinu from Yimei Chalutai to Yimei Sofra. So Rosh Tzarech here, and Amai like Osi Nami Bekalvacharmer Minos of the Kever Shrein Sarah Roy the Taglachas Naziris. The same Kalvacharmer applies that hair that he grows during those 7 days he has to cut. Whereas the Nosa Bekever he was Mekabel and Naziris in a basic forest does not need to cut his hair. So the same Kabbalah Karmer should teach you, just like over there, the days don't count. The days of Sofra don't count. So Rush leaves that as a question. So we have a Mamatzinu.
Good morning, Don.
To teach that. Then what about Yimei Hesker? No, that not. Now, the Mor says, so the price it says explicitly that the days of being of a Mitzvah do not count towards the Naziris. But maybe it's talking about a case of the Naziris Muetis, which Rav Kisa agrees to. How do we know we're talking about a case of the Naziris Meruba? So, Ilam and Naziris Muetis, Shein Lalimnis, Rak Shloshim Yoim, Mitchilis Tzaratoi, Atzef Nazirusoi. So the whole thing is going to be 30 days. So, of course, it's Mavata Lekoidman. Habin and Gidol Sar. V'amai Itzuch Leid L'melech V'kal B'charman Dein Adon Loi. So,
I guess the Pugge says you should kill it. And then the question is,
so, it says that... Interesting. Our gear is something more. The more is questioning the did it. It's not about the kaidman. What do you mean? It's not about the kaidman. You need 30 days. So of course, it's all of the earlier days which took place before it became a mitzara are useless. So they're bottle in the case of Naziris Muetis. The Rosh seems to be focusing not on the din of bittul kaidman, but on the lacha that the days of tzaras don't count. Of course, they don't count. They need 30 days afterwards for hair growth. So I'm like, I'll sit there and give some the Gemara. El Dab and Naziris Meruba. Sheyesh Lo Yosef Mishloshim Yoyim Mi Sheyich Lo Yemei Tzarat. From the time that the tzaras ended, he changes the Gersa. Ad Sof Yemei Nizroi. Miktani Shein Arla. So the case was, it was a Zeres Merudu, but there was more than 30 days left. And we say that the earlier days before becoming a Mitzara counts. The days of Tsaras don't count. And then he finishes off whatever days he did before afterwards. Because regards to hair growth, he has 30 days. Regards to the Zeres, he just has to finish off the amount of days that he needs. He needs 80 days. He did 20 already. He does another 60. The 30 days that he was in Mitzara don't count. So that's Beferish and the Brisa, not like Reb Chisda. Okay. Is that the Mishnah? Amar Rebbe Elazar. Okay, there's a change in the gear since Rebbe Elazar. Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, because Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua were contemporaries. Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva, was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Okay. And then Remeir and Rebbe Elazar were contemporaries. So the Mishnah, later on Remeir responds, it makes sense that the Girsha should be Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar Mishum Rebbe Yeshua called Tuma Minameis Shenosa Megaleach Aleha Chiyabin Aleha Albias Mikdash. So the issue of a tummy going into the mikdash will depend, and the key of chorus and the key of korban, etc., will depend by tumas meis on nazar whether he's megaleach or not. So we have certain cases of tumas meis, revius dam, nazar not megaleach, only on a chatzi lub, a roivat tumas. And those are not Megaleach, only on a Chatzi Kav. Gerl and Dofek is a Tumah D'Oraisa, but those are not Megaleach. So they're not Chayav B'Yis Mikdash. Amar Meir, lo tei zu kala min ha-sheretz. The pasuk is explicit. If the person became Tumah B'Tasin ha-sheretz, he goes to the Mikdash, he's Chayav. So Tumas, it doesn't have the Chumra Tumas Meis. We don't need the Chumra Tumas Meis. You say, you know, this is not the regular Tumas Meis. It's a lesser Madrega Tumas Meis that Nos Namagaleach. Okay. He still has to wait 7 days, but it's not as Chumra as other Tumas Meis. Fine. But it's not better than a Sheretz. Okay. So the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar, again, the according to this Girsa, which changes the Girsa to Rebbe Elazar, that follows through all through the Gemara. Rebbe Elazar, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, Gamar Law. The Mishnah says, Omer Rebbe Elazar, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua. He said, based on a Masar from Rebbe Yeshua. Stam Rebbe Yeshua in Shas is Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya. So the Mishnah quotes this Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, means he's quoting it in the name of Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya. The verse says he learned it from Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya. Well, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua ben Bar Mamo Gomer Lo. It's a different Rebbe Yeshua, which then he should have said the full name. How do we know it's a different Rebbe Yeshua? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, which is a Tosefta. Again, it's Rebbe Elazar. Kishalachti l'Ardaskia. When he went to the place Ardaskia, Matzasi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh. That was his name. That was his father's name. Shayoshev v'don lifnei remeir b'halacha. So this Rebbe Yeshua was arguing an argument in front of remeir to say like this: Kol tuma min ameish anosam megaleach ala chayam ala mishum bi'is mikdash. Kol tuma min ameish anosam megaleach ala in chayam ala mishum bi'is mikdash. Amalai. So Rabbi Meir said back to this Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesach Rosh, Al teizu kalim misheretz. So Martilo, Rabbi Elazar is saying the story and said, I said to him, I'm assuming that means to Rabbi Meir, Kum atabaki Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo. Are you familiar with Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo? Amaloi Hain, yes, I know his reputation. So Rabbi Elazar said, Kach Amaloi Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so Havi, we see from this brisa that he did not learn it from Rabbi Yeshua directly, but rather he learned it from Havi Mishum Rishu Bar Mamol Gamrullah. He learned it from Mishum Bar Mamol, who said it over the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay. Okay. So it's not correct in the Mishnah that the Mishnah should say that he said it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. He needs to say the middle people which played the role. Okay. So Amri is the Gersa that suggests on the side. So the Gemara says that they say to answer this question the following: Shema Mino, Kol Shmaita the Misamra Bebeit Losa. That there's three stages. Kadmoi Vasoy Amrinan Mitzoy Lo Amrinan. The person has to say. The person, we have to quote who's actually presenting it to us in base matters. We have to quote the original source, where it came from. The people in the middle do not have to be quoted. So it's appropriate. It's acceptable for us to say that Rabbi Elazar said it, because that's the one. Rebbe is being conveyed in the Mishnah is based on that. Rabbi Elazar was the one who gave over the Masar that this is true, and he's quoting the source for it as Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya. The fact that in between Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamol said it is, does not have to be quoted in the Mishnah. Okay. Summer of Nachum Bar Yitzchok Afanan Nami Tanina. So I'll give you another example that we find this same type of idea. Amar Nachum Halavler. So Kach Mekublani Mi Rebbe Mi Asha Shekibu Mi Abba Shekibu Mi Nazugais Shekibu Mi Nazugais Halach Lama Shemi Sinai Bezareya Shevis Ricardo Mishnai 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 Mishnai. So these type of items, when you plant them, shevis is a type of a spice, and cardinal is mustard. So we don't look at it as a full field, and you could take payah for one of them, and even though he is going to harvest them all at the same time and bring them together as one pile, in other words, as far as he's concerned, really it's one act of planting, but you have to give pay to each one separately. So Vilu Yeshua Vakale Lakakoshiv. So it's when you say Nevi'im, you don't refer to the Tkuva of the Nevi'im doesn't refer to the Tkuva of before that. The Tkuva of Nevi'im starts from Shmuel. The period before that was under the Tkuva of Shaiftim. So it was Lacha Moshe Mesinai. You tell me that you got it from Rabbi Yeshia, who said over the name of Abba, his father, Abba, I think it's Nachum Alavla's father, who heard it from the Zugais, who heard it from the Nevi'im, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Well, what happened to the Shoftim? What happened to Yeshua and Kalev? There's a stage in between. So Shlomo Noah, that even though they say, you don't have to say every single step in between. Zakta Rosh.
That's not sure I really understand the raya, because it's sort of obvious if they got it from the Nevi'im, we've got it, and they're saying it's halachal Moshe Mesinai. Well, then obviously it's a Mesora that has to pass through Yehoshua and Shoftim. So you don't have to say, it's understood.
I hear, it's a good point.
I understand we never answered the question. I mean, you know, the mayor's got a good
argument. Okay, that's a separate question. Okay, let's get to that. Okay. Let's see the Rosh. Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua, he learns Rabbi Yeshua Stam. When we say Rabbi Yeshua Stam, Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya Gamarlo, that's who he learned it from. So Matzasi is Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesoy Rosh Kach Shem Aviv. Okay, we have Pesor Rosh. I'm not sure. I think Pesor Rosh sounds nicer than Pesoy Rosh, the foolish head. Okay, Pesi. Okay. Mistama, his mother, they named like that for Ayin Hara purposes.
You have a Yud there?
Yeah.
See a Rosh? Or Petra Rosh?
Yeah, so do I.
What do you have?
The Rosh.
Petra Rosh.
Oh, that's great. That fits with the Gemara at least. Okay.
Yes.
Amar lo hey. Are you familiar with Rishu Bar Mamul? I says yes. Amar lo kachem Rishu Bar Mamul. Shemar called Milsa the Misamra Beit Losa Kadmoya Basroya Armina Mitzray Lermina. If it's three stages, we have to say the final one. We have to know who was the one who presented the base matter as the Edus. We need to know that. We need to know the source and the people in the middle. We don't have to say. Shemar Rishu Ben Chananya. Amar lo Rishu Bar Mamul. Rabbi Yolosu, Rabbi, our Mishnah, his Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Shurishan, Rabbi Yolosu, Shahu, Hayacharin, Rabbi Yeshua ben Melmol, Hamsoi, Loichosh Lahaskir. He did not see need to mention him.
Is this, I mean, all sort of the issue of, like, you know, maybe Gul Olam, or is there just a sort of separate opinion they're talking about here in a way? You know, things should be sort of recorded.
I think it's a recording issue.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like something similar to the fact that we have in Sethos Adios, that there was, if we had unique memories, we would Dafka give us, they would Dafka given over as the language of testimony. I mean, they would come, when you have a Masara, they would present it to the Chachamim that they have such a Masara, and the Chachamim would record it like that. The Mishnah says, why do we record it like that? Because we need to know if this was a Shitas Yachar, a Shitas Rabim. It's important to know those points. That's the girsa, but Velesa lahach girsa, but that's incorrect. The Mishnah Zu Shnei prepare Gimel the Mesethes Peya. Got Mechloges the Bekibu Hachamim. Okay, so what's the case? Hamanamr Sudeyu Rishar Kolochim Lachim. So Menamer means he's making his field have its spots. He was harvesting the field in not in one stage. And what he left were still lachim, which means they had not fully dried out yet, which means it's still growing. So that's talking about, not about the Shabbos HaKadol, it's talking about regular wheat or whatever it is. So the fact that we're there, that he does it in separate stages, the Chachamim say that's not, it's one field which he's harvesting over a period of time. So that doesn't require separate pay. So that's that Mishnah. Alba Mishnah Zoy, he should repair pays the pay of the Mishnah which that Mishnah which potentially we're quoting is over there. We don't have this whole Masara thing. But this Mishnah is a different Mishnah with the Masara part of it. What's the case? It's a Reyes Sadeu, Shnei Minim Chitim. Imason Garan Echod, Noisin Peah Achas, Shtei Gronus, Noisin Shtei Peahs. So that's the discussion over here, a totally different discussion. It's chitin, it's two different types of chitin. So if he makes them distinct by the fact that he keeps them as separate gronus, he deals with them as two different minim, so they each one requires his own payah. If he makes it into one gurin, indicating that he deals with it as one type, it's all chitin, so then it only requires one payah. Meister Shazor Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah who bought it to Rabbi Gamil. So he was the rabbi of the field. He went to Gamil to ask him what should he do. And they asked the question to the Lishas Chagazis, to the Sanhedrin. This is Rabbi Gamil Hazakein who was alive at the time of the Mikdash. So he has a guess from the Aviv of Miyashia. She kibbutz a zuga. She kibbutz min aviyah malachu mashmi Sinai. So reis today you. So not the gears of Shevis, but the Shnayim Shlesha Makaymas, Shnayim Minim, you have to change the gears. So okay. So we still have to answer Mayor's question. But let's we'll pick this up.